720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. It is Dane here with you, and on the line with us, one of our favorite celebrity chefs and food personalities, Michelin-starred restaurateur, author, calling us live from the Los Angeles area, the one and only Chef Curtis Stone. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you so much. Nice to be back.
It's great to have you here, especially as we're on the eve of one of our kind of food festive holidays, right, with the Super Bowl coming up. So maybe we'll get a suggestion for that. But we wanted to get into some of the things, so many challenges on the restaurant side, in the catering side. You guys have been walking the walk with all of those restaurants throughout the country the entire time. We've always said, and in many times with our interviews with you, is that sometimes the best restaurant in town is your own kitchen or your own backyard. And one of the kind of silver linings throughout the pandemic is that people have really kind of embraced their own cooking side, whether learning new disciplines, certainly doing more cooking. I mean, you're a dad, you're a husband, a family guy. Talk a little bit about how you guys have been stepping it up in the kitchen during the pandemic.
You know what? You are so right. It's such a crazy time, isn't it? We're doing all sorts of things that we never dreamt we'd be doing, from homeschooling to running an office from home to, you know, running a restaurant from home. It really has just changed everything. And you know, like you say, there's a silver lining to absolutely everything. And at the moment, we can't go to restaurants the way we used to. And I thought maybe you don't feel safe doing it, even if you can. And I think that the truth is, you know, what has happened with the pandemic is it has brought us closer together as families. And it is meaning that we're cooking more for one another. And actually, that's a beautiful thing. You know, if you think about it, to be a good cook, all you need is two things. You need good ingredients and you need good equipment. And, you know, I actually just read a study that Bosch did, and they sort of spoke a little bit about, they asked people questions, are you going to try a new recipe? And 80% of Americans said yes, and 60% of Americans said they wanted to upgrade their kitchens and sort of make them places they wanted to spend more time in. So I think they're super healthy, good, you know, innovations that are going on. And when you embrace the technology that's available to you in kitchen equipment, it's a game changer.
Well, when it comes to some of the aspirational side of it, and you've always been one of those cutting edge people. I was just talking with my wife earlier today. We still have our Curtis Stone sort of hybrid silicone nonstick like muffin tins, you know, so you've always been there kind of looking for things. And as people add in the, I don't know if it's super techy, right, but you know, air fryers and Instapots and different things, people are open to stuff. So from an aspirational side, for the listeners, a little insight into what are some of the cool things that that Curtis Stone and family has in their kitchen, and what are some of those ways to kind of have, you know, people have smart homes to have a smart kitchen?
Look, I've been sort of inventing kitchenware forever, you know, and I think as a chef, you do. Not necessarily stuff that you sell. I mean, I can remember going to a hardware store and getting some pipe and cutting it into little sections and using that as sort of ring molds that we'd build a salad in the restaurant. See, we're kind of always innovating and thinking of ways to make life easier. You know, so yeah, I've got a line of kitchenware that I'm always working on. And, you know, I think, as a rule, if you can get rid of some of the clutter in your kitchen, you know, so much of the appliances that we're seeing right now, Bosch are making an oven that has an air fryer built into it, and you can broil without needing to preheat. You can, you know, the technology allows you, with connectivity these days, you can actually preheat ovens and the such from a remote location, you know, from your smartphone. So there really are ways that you can save time, you can sort of get better prepared, and I think by removing some of that clutter and utilizing those big key appliances in your kitchen for all of what they offer, that's a really cool tool. Because, you know, the less you've got to deal with, of course, just the simpler it is. It's actually really, really straightforward.
Yeah, and we do a lot of the barbecue stuff here, and so people wanted to know what your, you know, whether it's the kitchen, for sure, and here in Chicago, we've got some snow, but in warmer areas, and certainly the summer, people are outside grilling and barbecuing and making things, even on like a Super Bowl Sunday. So what is the backyard setup? I mean, if there is one for Curtis Stone, you could have your access to like all sorts of different things out there. What do you guys have?
We've got a veggie garden. That's the start of it, because you need good ingredients. And then I think, you know, when it comes to grilling, you know, there's so many ways to do it. We use a pretty primitive style at my joint. We've got a little wood-burning basket, so you can burn the wood. It'll drop the coals through, and then you rake them underneath just a cast-iron grill. So, you know, there's really simple ways to cook, and then there's really advanced, and that's in my restaurant too. You know, we cook on induction. at Gwen, but in the front we cook on a fire. So, you know, we're using that very primitive way of cooking with the cutting-edge technology. We're cooking in sous vide barbs and all of that kind of stuff too. So there really is a variety of different things that you can utilize. And I think, again, just sort of being true to yourself and making sure that you're making the process as easy as you can, that's the key. I mean, in my house, we're ice obsessed, you know, and every family's different. My kids are in and out of the fridge, so, you know, getting themselves cold drinks, and I'm always cooking with ice. And when I say that, I'm refreshing vegetables, I'm refreshing pasta, and it's a big part of sort of keeping precision in your cooking. So for me, that means you've got to get yourself an incredible ice maker, you know. So
nice.
For the Quick Ice Pro refrigerator, which is the fastest ice maker on the market, and that might be right for some people and not right for others. So I think, you know, doing your research when you're building that kitchen is probably the most important part.
Let the listeners know we're talking with celebrity chef, television personality, and friend of the program, Curtis Stone. So this is a time when people get together for sports, even if they have no idea what teams are playing, right? It's a food holiday, Super Bowl. A lot of people are doing it just with their immediate family, smaller groups. Do you have a dish to share? And any suggestions for Super Bowl Sunday for snacks?
Well, look, obviously the chicken wings is king for Super Bowl, and we all know how to do that, and they come in many different ways, shapes and sizes, and you know, that's awesome. I'm also doing a macaroni and cheese, which is sort of, it's a bit of a different take. It's a pasta bake. It's got some cauliflower and some broccoli through a cheese sauce, and you blanch the pasta, you toss it all together. You can do them in little individual ramekins, or you can do it in a big pot. Of course, you're going to gratinate it under the broiler and get that beautiful crispy top on it, and then that gorgeous sort of unctuous creamy sauce underneath. So it's a really good mix.
So before we let you go, we wanted to ask a little bit about, you know, as you look forward to 2021, we're already in the middle of it. 2020 has been such a nightmare in a million different ways for just about absolutely everybody. So many mutual friends in the food space. Is it festivals? Is it events? Is it getting out with fans? Certainly the catering, in-person dining. What are some things kind of on the table for Curtis Stone in 2021?
Well, look, we're doing a little pop-up in our Maud space. Our little restaurant in Beverly Hills has been closed for 6 months because, you know, there's no indoor dining down here in LA. So we've decided to do, we have a butcher shop called Gwen, and we're doing a little bit of a pie room down there at Maud, which will be fun, making those Aussie and British sort of style savory pies made with delicious meat filling. So that's going to keep me busy. I've got a bunch of food products and kitchenware that you mentioned that I sell at HSN. So that's sort of, I'm always in the kitchen developing new stuff for that. And I've got a show coming out called Field Trip, which is on PBS. So yeah, lots of things keeping us busy and occupied. But, you know, look, like everybody, just sort of, I've been a teacher for the first time in my life. I've run an office from home for the first time in my life. You know, it's weird, but it's kind of cool. You know, there's certainly positives in it. That's for sure.
Everybody is learning new ways to kind of experience things, get along, and get what it is that they want. And, of course, so many fans excited to hear you today and look forward to seeing you in person in a bunch of different ways and on TV and at the restaurants in 2021. So thank you, Curtis. We'll let you get back to it. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Mate, thanks so much. It's been lovely chatting to you, and all the best. Happy cooking.